Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to A Sadhu Shares. This is Elizabeth Sadhu, and I'll start right off with my tuning in chant.
Om Namo Guru Dev Namo.
I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that is within me. It's within me. It's within all of us, and it's all around us as well. So I hope everybody is having a fabulous day or night or whatever it is for you, wherever you are. I'm enjoying sitting upstairs in my new home, being able to look out. The beauty of having an upstairs downstairs is we can look out, and I look out at these fabulous trees. I mean, there's a willow tree, and it looks like a birch tree, and it's just, I can hear the birds. There seems to be lots of doves, and it's just such a peaceful, lovely sound. It helps you kind of, or at least it helps me be in my present moment, you know, being in the now moment. And that just is super, super sweet. Feels really good. And in fact, it's a really great reminder, as I'm saying this out loud, it's a really great reminder to me. I think that's always been one of my biggest challenges, is being present in the moment. My brain is just racing ahead. What am I supposed to do? And what's my next thing? And I think one of the reasons why I like to read so much is it just keeps me really grounded in that moment. Well, of course, it's fun to read. I kind of feel like if I don't read a little bit every day, I go a little bit insane. So just came off a fabulous dancing weekend, and I was on the committee, and that was super fun, bunch of super nice folks. And really, I'm not sure if I don't think I'll be on the committee again next year. It feels like this particular dance weekend, it's been going for more than 20 years, is maybe kind of winding down. And I know that my husband and I have changed a little bit in what we're looking for at a dance weekend. The beauty of this dance weekend is it's out in the country. It's in what they would call an all-inclusive camp, where your meals are provided, there's places to sleep, that kind of thing, and it's in this gorgeous setting. I mean, springtime out there is just magical. It was one of the most beautiful weekends. There's a lake, and I guess part of the thing for us is the dancing. There were a lot more kind of beginners, which can be really fun. But for a dance weekend, you're paying, you know, a good chunk of money, and you're looking, at least we are, we're looking to have people who can kind of match us for speed and ability, I guess you could say. So anyway, we're kind of been processing that and figuring out what is good for us. But boy, there were sure some magical moments. Just for me, contra dancing is the most blissful, amazing. It can just be so high. The last set, I just was in my rapturous moments. Oh my gosh. What they did was, for the last set on Sunday afternoon after lunch, they put the two bands together. And sometimes that doesn't work so well, but it actually, and this time I wasn't sure because these two bands were so different from each other, but it worked really well. And what was really fun is that you could see them all start to connect, because I had not seen them really interact before that during the whole weekend. One of the bands is a more local band, and they're lovely, but for a dance weekend, I think they were feeling maybe a little intimidated. The other band is back east in the Midwest, and a little more professional, just maybe a lot more experience or something. And anyway, it was so lovely to see them connect. And really what it felt like, I think for me, having them together, it felt like these love moments, like all of a sudden they're connecting and they're laughing and they're playing music together. And then what I felt is that then as I'm dancing, I'm feeling that love and connection, and I'm feeling connected and love towards everybody I'm dancing with and passing by, and just having this amazing, beautiful experience where I just felt so, so high. It was awesome. And then it worked out really nicely. I was able to dance with my husband for the very last dance. It didn't always work out like that. And that was super, super awesome. Oh my gosh. So anyway, just interesting kind of processing it here with you all, and seeing that, you know, I was thinking back to, I was having some like feeling like protective of the local band, like feeling for them, like I could see they were a little nervous, and I know them a little bit too. You know, I've been around them a little bit, so I know them better than the other group. I felt so protective. It was really interesting to watch. Now I think that's part of my, you know, past, and I don't think it's a bad thing or anything, but I've felt like, you know, I'm supposed to take care of people. I certainly have felt times almost my whole life where I was taking care of my mom and dad and stuff. But so anyway, it was kind of interesting to look back on that and see myself. And I'm sure it's part of me being an empath, you know, that I'm just feeling the energy. Sometimes it gets super confusing for me, especially when it's someone I'm really close to. And then it gets all caught up in all my little insecurities and stuff, which, anyway, some of that came up this weekend too, which was interesting. So I'm not going to get into it here, but the dancing that I do, you look, when you're swinging and you're passing by people, you're really looking into each other's eyes. That's part of the etiquette, and that's part of how you do it. And that can be really challenging sometimes. I don't find it so much challenging now, but if I'm really ultra aware of myself, like I had a skin breakout this weekend, which was kind of tweaking me. And if I'm really, really like thinking about that, then it's hard. But if I go with what my angels say, which is don't even think about it, nobody's even noticing it, you know, don't even look in the mirror if you get tweaked by it. And so really, we all have our shit. And so just awareness of that and kind of this challenge for me. But really, I was so, I think for dancing for me, I'm so in my joy and having so much fun. And I see people starting more and more and more playing with me when I'm playing with them, because I'll wiggle my body around and I'm waving my arms around and I'm just laughing and just having so much fun. And it was really, really fun for me. And I'm doing it because out of the sheer joy of me moving my body and dancing. That's so blissful for me. And I'm not trying to get people to laugh, but what started happening is more and more people are laughing, even folks who are appear to be quite serious. And even sometimes I suppose it's a little bit in repose or in as they're dancing, even their faces, I'm kind of looking at them like, are you having fun? You know? So anyway, I guess the point, I'm babbling on here a little bit, but I think the point of all this, what I'm talking about, is that being in your joy moments, really just cultivating your own joy, whatever that looks like. And it doesn't even matter what anyone else thinks. It's about you, us being in our joy. And then it spreads. It's like wildfire. I can really, really see it so just watch it happen like this wave while I'm dancing. And what a lovely thing to kind of realize. I mean, I think I've known it certainly on some level, because my husband says that I actually dance harder now and faster now than I used to when we first got together. And I suppose for me, it's about, I think I've become a better dancer, but also, so you would think as I'm getting older that I would dance slower, right? Well, that's not what's happening. For me, it's about getting into the, I was just so in my moment, or people say what, I'm in my zen or whatever it is. And I'm just totally blissing out and having so much fun. And sometimes it's coming out of one move and spinning as fast as I can for as many cycles, times around as I can before I move into the next, and I noticed that there were often times I would be spinning and I could see people's faces, like they're like, oh, she's going to, spinning too long and she's going to miss the next move. And I'd go right into the next move, and then they would kind of look surprised, and then they'd laugh, like, oh, okay, it's okay. Anyway, I'm just kind of going on and on here about the dancing, but really it's about finding your joy and being in your joy. So, so, so important. And, my joke has kind of been when we're dancing, if somebody makes a mistake, and then I'll jokingly say, oh, great, now there's not going to be any world peace. And, it's a joke. It's silly. Really, it's like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you make a mistake. It's just really about having fun, right? And I do believe, though, that as we love ourselves more and we honor ourselves more and we're grateful for what we have, that's really a way to world peace. It doesn't help to fight and argue and debate about all this political crap. I mean, whatever's going to happen, and that's a whole other subject I'm not going to get into. But anyway, really, I feel that such a key thing is to be in the love of ourselves, and that the more I love myself, I just find myself, my heart is opening. I'm loving everyone. I mean, at that weekend, you're all together all the time. You eat together, you all dancing together, and it's just a love experience. We're having these amazing connection, and there's something really, really special about it. I'm getting that I'm supposed to do a chant. Okay, you guys got to tell me. Okay, they're telling me to do that Roto-Rooter chant again, which is part of our ascension, moving into new earth, moving out of seeing things in a totally finite way, in a 3D kind of way. So anyway, I'll do that chant for you. Tapia Najai Kita Nahoe Ape Apen Genesoe Genesevia Tanapaya Man Nanaka Gavia Guni Nadhan Gavia Sunye Mararakye Bao Dukapara Harasuka Garele Jai Guru Makanadam Guru Makavedam Guru Makarahiasamai Guru Isur Guru Gorakabarma Guru Parabati Mai Jeho jana aka nahi kehna katana jai gura ikade bujai sabna jia ka ikadata so me visaran jai. Okay, here we go again. We have about a minute left, and I'm always totally amazed, and hopefully what I was saying made sense. My goodness, it seemed like I was kind of rambling a little bit, but just really the focus is about being in your joy, loving yourself. I mean, so, so key. And we're all amazing, beautiful beings in our own special way. And sometimes that can be hard. It's easy to look at other people, or you look at the magazines and decide your body type isn't right or whatever. I mean, we just can be so judgmental on ourselves. So let's wallow in gratitude for who we are and what we have and our amazing selves and this amazing world, and just be in that joy. So have a blessed, blessed day, and thanks for joining me.